Going, ladies and gentlemen, we've invited first class, now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host. And once again, I am pleased to welcome back the deferential Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very good. This is the second week in a row. I have no idea what that means.
It means you're respectful.
Respectful? Well, that is definitely me. I'm very respectful.
I'm going to run out of great descriptive words. You know what? Every week I'm like frantically Googling for a great descriptive word for you. Some of them are very cool and I'd like to use them, but they'd be so insulting. You would never come back.
Rhea, you know me. Just don't tell me what it means.
Right.
I'm a simple man. I'll never know.
Yeah, but you know what? You're not so simple that you probably won't Google it afterwards.
It's right, yeah.
And then I'll be in trouble.
On that vein, I will.
And I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the 70s.
Spot on. Late 70s, but the 70s.
You always got to clarify, right? Because I could say the date every year, but there will come a point in time where you do not want me to say that date, right? Now it's okay, but give it a year or two. You're going to be like, shh.
I know.
Yeah.
It's tough times. We're getting to that age, Rhea. Or I'm getting to that age, not you. I shouldn't say you. That sounds terrible. I'm getting to that age.
Oh, carefully. Next week, the descriptive word is going to be a nasty one. Let me tell you now. Right. What's happening in the world of travel? It's not quite as busy as it was a couple of weeks ago, but it's still sort of working away.
It's getting there. It's not as crazy as the first few weeks of 2021 when it was, it just went to pot, didn't it, for a while. It has settled down, which is good news for a while anyway. I'm hoping that the vaccine rollout is going to keep it on an even keel, shall we say. But yeah, there's still certain things happening. That's for sure.
What's going on with Canada? I mean, I know that we talked about this either last week or the week before, but the fact that Canada, with its quarantine, was going to halt some routes for people from Europe heading over to the Caribbean. Have they implemented their quarantine now?
Yeah, they have. They have indeed. Yeah, so Canada has joined a growing number of countries in implementing the mandatory hotel quarantine on arrival into the country. Since mid-February, all travellers heading into Canada or transiting have had to produce evidence of a valid negative COVID-19 test taken no less than 72 hours before boarding their flight. Now, all travellers will also have to take a test on arrival when their 14-day quarantine self-isolation period ends as well. In addition, all travellers flying into Canada must produce evidence of a free night reservation in a government-authorised hotel. On arrival, passengers will proceed directly to the hotel after leaving the airport. Passengers will have to prepay the full cost of their hotel stay. It won't be invoiced like the Australian model. It has to be prepaid. Once at the hotel, you must stay there until the results of the arrival COVID-19 test come through. Once you get the negative test result come back, travellers are expected to continue self-isolating at their home for the remainder of the 14-day period. The Canadian government has published a full list of the authorised hotels at its 5 approved entry points into the country. These are mostly mid-tier situated hotels These are mid-tier hotels situated at the respective arrival airports, and we will put a link to the website on our social media channels.
So even those people that are Canadian citizens have to spend 3 days in a hotel when they come back?
They do indeed. Yep, everybody going back into Canada has to spend 3 days in mandatory quarantine. Like we say, after the 3 days, as long as you get the negative test come back, then you're free to carry on at home. If it's negative, unfortunately, you do have to stay in the hotel facility.
That's crazy. Right. Well, it is a new reality, I suppose. And at least we're starting to get things moving as far as travel goes. And that's really important. What's going on with Qantas?
Yeah, so Qantas, they're pushing back its planned resumption of international services until late October 2021. This is 8 months later than the previously announced restart date of March the 1st, which is obviously today. That date was widely regarded as being overly ambitious on their behalf, and so it was pushed back until July the 1st, with now another delay until October. Routes that have been confirmed, though, to resume from October the 31st is London, Los Angeles, Singapore and Johannesburg. There is one notable absence which will not be restarting that time, and that is the flight to New York. And there has been no time frame put in place for that particular flight's resumption. Qantas are saying the October date lines up with the expected time frame for the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccination in Australia. What with the Qantas CEO already confirming that passengers will only be allowed to travel with them if they have been vaccinated.
Wow. Czech Airlines, what's happening there?
Yeah, bad news this week, unfortunately, with the announcement another airline, Czech Airlines, have gone into bankruptcy. The Prague-based airline has advised they'll be laying off all staff, which totals to 430, unfortunately. Any marine crew who have flights booked with the airline, please keep in close contact with your travel provider or the airline directly to see whether any flights you have will be operating.
That's happening a lot right around the world at the moment.
Yeah, it's two in 2 weeks now, unfortunately. Yeah, Namibia went, and now it looks like Czech Airlines are certainly on the brink. So it's tough, you know, it's tough for airlines, especially if they're not getting any government bailouts. It's really tough.
Yeah. American Airlines, hopefully there's better news there.
American Airlines are now allowing their Advantage members, the frequent flyer members, to redeem miles for COVID-19 tests. For a mere 12,000 miles, passengers can order an at-home COVID-19 test kit through Let's Get Checked. American Airlines opened the opportunity to redeem miles for COVID-19 tests on Thursday, February 25th. However, crew will need to be organised, as you need to obviously have the spare 12,000 miles, and the testing kits need to be ordered at least 10 business days before departure. Now, the test kits cannot be redeemed online. Rather, you have to call the Frequent Flyer Customer Service Centre. Good luck with that at the moment. And the cash price, if you want to just buy one at home, is $109.
So $109 or 12,000 air, I don't know.
Tough, isn't it? Tough.
I think $109 is probably much more cost effective, wouldn't you say?
It depends. I guess, it's, I mean, if you're traveling a lot, then I'd probably want to be keeping my miles, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, now this one is definitely a geeky moment for you, and the excitement that I saw light up your face and your eyes really frightened me, to be honest. It was almost manic. So what's going on? There's new onboard entertainment. Go on, tell us, Lee. I know you've been dying to.
Do you know what? As an 80s child, this is a dream come true for me, I've got to say. And out of everything I've posted this week on LinkedIn, this is probably the one thing that's got me the most excited, which is very, very sad, I must admit. But a new partnership with Panasonic and entertainment giant Bandai Namco is bringing the best of 80s gaming to a seatback screen near you. Announced this week, the title will see titles such as Pac-Man, obviously a favourite of most people's, Dig Dug, Donkey Kong and Legend of Zelda arriving on in-flight entertainment systems on some of the world's top airlines. More than 300 airlines fly with the Panasonic in-flight entertainment solution on board, which would normally equate in normal times to 500 million passengers flying on an aircraft equipped with the Panasonic equipment. Airline customers will include those flying on leading long-haul operators such as Singapore Airlines, Turkish, Cathay Pacific and Delta Airlines. As yet, the full catalogue of games has yet to be announced, and the first airline launching their retro gaming has not been identified at this time. But obviously, being a complete geek, if anybody else is as excited as I am, keep on my social media. And honestly, I will be the first to tell you.
So are you going to now book any flights that you take in the future according to whether or not that they have Pac-Man on their inboard entertainment?
Exactly right. Even if it costs me £2,000 more, they'll be there. So I can play Pac-Man for 16 hours straight.
I'm going home to visit mom in England, and I'm just going so I can play Pac-Man on the way there and on the way back. That's it.
That's right. Pac-Man on the way there, Donkey Kong on the way back.
Right. Donkey Kong too. Oh my goodness. Do you know what? When you say things like that, it brings back, you know, they've got those tunes that play in the background always. And I remember the big stand-up video game machines in the video game in the arcade. And then you would hear, it was almost like a casino, but for kids, right? Because you would hear all the oh. Yeah, it does bring back memories. I'm not sure that I'd book a flight based on whether or not there was retro gaming on board, but hey.
You never know.
Right, and we've got crew questions.
Yeah, we did. We received a last minute question actually from Scott wanting to know if the sudden lockdown of Auckland in New Zealand for 7 days will affect flights operating. As of this interview, there is nothing to say that international flights will be affected as of this time. Air New Zealand have announced that some domestic flights will be cancelled, but at this moment in time, we don't know which ones. But international travel is to continue as per the respective airlines' flight schedules. Also, just to remind people that quarantine-free one-way travel from New Zealand to Australia has also been suspended whilst the latest lockdown is in place.
And they implemented that lockdown over just a few cases, correct?
Well, yeah. So there's been there was a slight outbreak a couple of weeks ago where three people in Auckland tested positive. So they put a snap lockdown in place for Auckland for 3 days. As far as they were aware, they'd caught it all, they'd reopened, and then there was another case Saturday, just yesterday, one other case came out, and just that one case left lockdown for 7 days again.
Some would say that's a bad thing, but taking a look at what's been going on in New Zealand and the fact that you guys have been able to travel and go to concerts and go wherever, did you live a normal life? You know what? It seems to be working pretty darn well, and everyone is just living as if it was any other day until this happens, and then you do the lockdown to make sure it doesn't spread any further and go back to living a normal life.
Yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed. You know, she's always said go hard, go fast. You know, that's exactly what she's done. You know, she sticks to her word, Jacinda Ardern. We've been lucky. You know, when you look at other places like Europe and all the rest of it, we've been extremely lucky here. You know, the way they've gone about it has certainly worked. From a personal point of view, I know there's a lot of obviously businesses and stuff that are obviously going to suffer now because they've got a 7 day lockdown, which they obviously weren't prepared for. It was literally announced last night at 9 o'clock and it came in at 6 a.m. this morning. So there was literally no time to prepare for anything. So, you know, I guess it's difficult at which way you're looking at it. From a personal point of view, it's great. You know, we're all safe. I'm not in Auckland, so thankfully we don't have to have the lockdown. We can still go about our business, albeit slightly differently. But, you know, Auckland, fingers crossed, 7 days, and they'll be out the other side of it again.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Hopefully, I mean, I was just looking at the calendar, and in 2 weeks, it will be exactly a year since it pretty much hit us in Europe, and everything went into lockdown. And what a strange year it's been. It doesn't even feel like a year. But it feels like 10 at the same time. So we'll be reflecting back on the 2020 year and into 2021, the year that our world changed, I'm sure, for many years to come.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we are living history, aren't we? That's the thing. You know, when you look back and you sort of see about the other flu pandemics and all the rest of it, you know, and you learn a little bit of through history, we are going to be the people that future generations are going to be talking about and how we dealt with it. So. It's strange, isn't it, how, like you say, a year can be so long, but also at the same time seems to have gone so fast. It's just a very surreal experience.
I'm not sure if that's age or the situation, but I prefer to say it's the situation.
Well, you know, I am slightly younger than you, Rhea, so we'll say it's the situation.
You really are burning your bridges today. You will pay for that at a later date. I believe that revenge is a dish served best cold. Prior warning.
I'm not going to know when it's coming, am I?
No.
No.
Right. Thank you ever so much, Lee. And we will make sure to provide all of the links below this interview when it airs that are needed. Once again, you've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again next week.